God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, grab your swords for a moment. Forever. Romans 8, 28. I have a message from the Lord. I didn't come in on a camel, though. I walked here. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. If you'll speak it with me, please. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. You love God? Then things are going to work to the good. Now, what does loving God mean? It means that you are obedient. He says, if you love me, you'll obey me. Now, if you're not going to obey him, then you're showing him that you don't love him because you don't trust him. You still trust yourself. Is everybody okay? To those who are called, are you called? Are you called according to his purpose, which is his will, his desire? But you must know this and you must believe it. It's not just about saying it, it's knowing it and believing it. See, many people quote scriptures but don't even believe them. And they wonder why nothing happens and they do nothing but complain. Well, God hasn't done this yet, and God hasn't done that yet, and you ain't done that yet, you know? And you haven't believed yet. Verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. Wow. In other words, he's going to put you out in front so the world can see him in you. Because we are the called. Now, the teaching is called before the fall. Call before the fall. We are the called before the fall. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1:20. Oh, happy days. Is everybody there yet? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let's speak it together. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews request a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But though to those who are called, are you called? Both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. We are called Christ, power of God in us. Remember, we talked about executive power. Because we are executives living in executive power. We must be able to see your calling. You must be able to see that you have been called. You must believe that you've been called. Why? In other words, you must know that you have a purpose and a function in the body of Christ. Amen? Well, you may not know what it is, but you don't have to. You're going to fulfill it whether you know it or not. So many people are still trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Just do it. It's that simple. Because when you try to figure out what you're supposed to do, you end up doing the wrong thing. Amen? Just do it. God will let you know when it's time. He opens doors that are of him and shuts doors that are not. That's a simple prayer. And I've seen that happen many times. And one of the things that we must be very careful on is not going over, how can I say, the boundaries of imagination. In other words, there's an area where we can walk in fear. In other words, so many times people want to know how, when, and where. Does everybody understand? And there's nothing wrong with it, but there's a limitation to that. Lord, I want to know, you know, can you tell me when, where, how, and whatever? And then, but people go beyond that. Then they start trying to answer their own how, when, and where. Now you're beyond the boundary. Now you're walking in fear and doubt. That's the difference. Now you're walking in frustration. What's happening? You've turned your trust from God to you. Remember we talked about the what ifs. But what if this? What if that? What, how many? Impatience is called anxiousness. Amen? And that's where the word says, be anxious for what? Nothing. So people fall in the trap of anxiousness and go beyond the boundaries because they want to know everything right now and then. Or they're looking at things and, but what if, they, well, this is, what if, they, well, what if you die, then what's going to happen then? Nothing. You're going to go home. Again, we are in this time right now when we must know that we are called, predestined, with a purpose, a destiny, a future, and an eternal future. Many people don't know these things. They just don't know it. They're still living for today. And their hope is to build a future. We have a future. We don't need to build one. Hello? Oh, dear God, how many people struggle with building their future? Hallelujah. We are called with Christ's power of God. We walk in executive power. We must be able to see our calling, our purpose, and our function in the body, knowing that we have one. I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up, if I ever do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Glory to God. But right now, this is what God's placed in front of me. So I thought it'd be over with 25 years ago, but it's 30 years now, so praise God. But it's not my life. It's his. He's still teaching me, and the teaching never stops, does it? We're learning so we don't burn in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Is everybody there yet? Good. I don't know if I'm there yet. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Maybe it's or chapter 2. That's the problem. Okay, we're there. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. Hello. What's he trying to do? Keep them from going beyond that limitation line of fear, worry, and anxiety and stress. Quit worrying about it, man. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though Christ, the day of Christ had what? Come. In other words, you missed it. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. The falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Hallelujah. Do you not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, the body of Christ and Holy Spirit, who now restrains him, will do so until we are removed from the earth and is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan, not your neighbor, not your boss, or anyone else. It's Satan who's using individuals. With all what? Power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they all may be condemned who did not follow the truth or believe the truth, but had pleasure in what? In unrighteousness. Wow. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which were taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us eternal, everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So we see here the falling away is before the calling away. Is everybody with me? So we have the calling before the falling. But there's a coming a point where the calling away, hello, the falling away is going to come before, I mean, the calling away is us being removed. Make it simple. The falling away will be before the calling away. So we're going to see a lot of things happening right now, which we're watching on many fall. I forgot how many, warrants, not warrants, what are they? Sealed indictments, how many are there? So they've already arrested over 100,000 individuals. There's another 500,000 globally that they're going to arrest. That's called the falling away. You know why? They're taking them out of the way. But many of the body of Christ are going to fall away. So we're going to see that the falling away is going to happen before our calling away. Amen. Why? The son of perdition must be revealed. Then we are called away. Until the son of perdition is not, until he's revealed, we're staying here. So many people are hoping on the rapture and the calling away and not fulfilling what their calling and purpose is. They're still waiting to get taken away. Oh, I'm just going to save up and do whatever I can until I go home. Well, what if you don't go home? What if you're here for another 10 or 20 years? You better start fulfilling your call and purpose and destiny in the body of Christ. Amen? Because we are called before the fall. Then there's the fall that's before the calling away. Once the son of perdition is revealed, we know we're next to go home. So I believe that we're going to actually see the son of perdition revealed. That is you and I sign. Then any moment afterwards, we're out of here. That's just my belief. That's my hope. If not, we're going to just have to kick butt on the enemy if we're still here. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of your what? Your calling, your purpose, your function in the body of Christ. And there is no one better than another. Amen? We are all equal in the body of Christ. I don't care if you're clean toilets or if you're preaching behind a pulpit. You're as equal as everyone else. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of your calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you are called, and one hope for your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all in y'all. See, God's a little southern, isn't he? But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men. Now this is he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth, which was called Hades or hell? And what did he do there? He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan, opened up the prisons, ministered to them, and gave them an opportunity and a chance to escape. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. For what? The equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ or the anointing, that we should no longer be what? Children, wimps. Hello? Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may what? Grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Wow. Walk worthy of your calling to avoid the falling. Amen. Walk worthy of your calling to avoid the falling. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, you didn't choose to come out. He called you out. You accepted the invitation. How do you tell them you accept the invitation? By cooperation. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Ooh, yes. Chosen and called out of darkness. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Called before the fall. First John chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Remember, everything that we do, we labor unto the Lord. We don't labor unto ourselves, we labor unto the Lord. Everything is service to Him. If we always put Him before us and realize whatever we're doing, we labor unto the Lord. He gets honored for that, and He honors you for that. I've had so many people come to me, I quit my job. Why? Because I didn't get paid enough. Well, did you trust God? Hello? But you don't understand. No, you don't understand. Because God knows exactly what you need, and He meets all your needs far above all you could ever ask or think. He always makes a way. If you trust Him, if you begin to lean on your own understanding, you begin to diminish your faith. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3. Is everybody there? Verse 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because they do not know Him. Even some of our family members still don't know us. I know some of my family members still think that I'm a fake. Because they don't know us. They don't understand us. They can't comprehend our language or our character. They think we're still trying to do it in our own strength. Because they can't see. They're blinded. They don't read the Word of God, or even though they proclaim to be Christians. Oh, I believe in Jesus. No, you don't. If you did, you'd follow Him. And if you did, you'd read His Word. You'd believe His Word. But they don't believe any of that. They're caught up in religion. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. See? But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be what? Like Him. That's all you need to know. For we shall see Him as He is. Oh, that's going to be pretty wild, man. And everyone who has his hope in Him purifies himself just as He is what? Pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. Whoever abides in Him or cooperates with Him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen Him nor known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Amen? In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brethren abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Well, we are called children of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Everybody there? Glory. Let's speak it. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. Now, stop for a second there. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life. What will it take it to receive it? Our cooperation. Amen. And godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and by virtue. See, we were called by what? Glory and virtue. By which have been given to us exceedingly and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow, that is phenomenal. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge. To knowledge what? Self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. In other words, he's been blinded because self is now taking over. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your what? Call and election sure, positive, absolute. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How wonderful. Turning from call, many people turn from call. Why? Because they get caught up in self. They're not willing to fulfill or cooperate. They quit too easy. Or they're looking beyond expectations that they can't even reach. They can't grab hold of them. They're always, what if, what if, what if, what if. And that brings fear. That brings anxiety. And it pushes to wrong choices and decisions. Amen? Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Called by glory and virtue. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, please. Called before the fall. And then there's the fall before the call. Out. The falling out before the calling out. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Everybody there? I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is now not another, but there is are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be what? Accursed. So he's warning us. Look, there may be another angel that's a fallen angel that come and preach something different. Remember, the Bible says Satan comes in many forms. Comes as a what? Angel of light. Hallelujah. As we have what? Said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. Wow. So we see here those were turning away from their call and their purpose and destiny is because of lack of what? Revelation. Lack of revelation. Man, me and you, we need revelation. We need a nugget from heaven. Some of us need big nuggets from heaven. We want them to knock us out, you know. Just let it drop, Papa. I want nuggets raining all over me. Hallelujah. Why? We need revelation. What does it do? It encourages us. It reconnects us. So that's why we fellowship. That's why we hang with believers. That's why we read the Word of God. That's why we praise and worship. Amen? That's why we hear testimonies from individuals. Why? Because many times there's a revelation carried in there that's just specifically for you. You've heard of somebody's testimony that just really touched your heart. Something that occurred is a revelation to bring you encouragement. Amen? And again, many turn away because they reject or don't even search for revelation. They get caught up in themselves and they walk in fear. I'm now going to close at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. So don't get caught up in the falling away before you're called away. First Peter 3, 8, please. Are we there yet? Let's speak it. Finally, all of you be one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a what? Because what you sow is what you reap. Amen? For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be what? Put to shame. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for what? Doing evil. For it is written, for it is spoken, and so shall it be. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today and encouragement and preparing us, knowing that everything of the world is in a falling away state. But we are not falling away. We're getting ready to be taken away. So, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we ask for your strength and wisdom and discernment, not walking in fear, but in a divine power and the character of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.